This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. A new mall has been rising in the swamps of New Jersey next to the Meadowlands Sports Complex, where the NFL's Jets and Giants play. And with apologies to the boss, maybe mall is too tame a word for this mansion of glory. When it opens on Friday, American Dream will support an amusement park, an indoor ice rink, and ski slope. By early next year, there will be a slew of high-end stores and restaurants. That's right, a new destination retail venue at a time when many malls are down in the dumps with the mumps. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
I grew up in North Jersey. I don't live there anymore, but my former classmate Gene Johnson Segredo does. We just re-met at our 40th high school reunion.
Super fine 79.
Yeah. Anyway, Segredo still goes to the same Jersey malls we used to hang out at. She figures the sparkly new American Dream Mall will attract a younger crowd.
I can't imagine I won't get dragged there by my daughter. It sounds kind of fun.
Good news for American Dream's developers. But aren't we living through a retail apocalypse?
Not all malls are facing extinction.
Jack Kleinhentz at the National Retail Federation says mega mall entertainment centers in wealthy urban areas can succeed.
Crafting great experiences, not necessarily great shopping.
Experiences like roller coasters, concerts, valet parking, and fine dining. That's what high-end malls are counting on to stay far away from the retail death spiral. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.